Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Asian Americans were already worn down by a year of pandemic-fueled racist attacks when a white gunman was charged with attacking three Atlanta-area massage parlors, killing eight people, most of them Asian women. Hundreds of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders turned to social media to air their anger, sadness, fear, and hopelessness. Many were outraged that the suspect was not immediately charged with hate crimes. Authorities say 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long told police the attack was not racially motivated. He claimed that he targeted the spas because of a sex addiction. As one article in the Post cites, this is the aftermath of a whole year of Donald Trump using the term China virus and Wuhan virus and creating hatred. We also see a sheriff's official, Alan, who said the spa shooting suspect had a, quote, bad day, posted shirts blaming China for the virus.
Well, if it looks and smells like a hate crime, I suspect it was a hate crime. What we do know is that this guy was really off his rocker. And I hate to say it, but you look at his picture on the television and you get a pretty good idea what you're dealing with. There'll be people who say, no, you don't. And I say, yes, you do. So I don't care. In any case, what's really happening here is that the chickens are coming home to roost, put in place by Donald Trump. This is a man who doesn't give a damn about the way in which any people are affected, as long as, you know, he can heat up the base. And that's what he did. And now we are seeing what's happening. And when you think about what one death in your own family might mean, you know what a lot of people are going through as a result of one guy walking around killing people. You know, the idea that it wasn't racist is just beyond belief. And the point you've just brought up, David, that he has this T-shirt confirms it to me. But then again, I'm not the judge and jury.
The coronavirus experts, virus surge in Europe, cautionary tale for the U.S. Optimism is spreading in the U.S. as COVID-19 deaths plummet and states ease restrictions and open vaccinations to younger adults. But across Europe, dread is setting in with another wave of infections that is bringing new lockdowns. From CNN, U.S. could be on the cusp of COVID-19 infection surge. Officials have been dreading, expert warns. And here we are with the same dilemma. You can't open things back up until we really kill this virus.
My wife, Roselle, was in New York City, and she reports that everybody she saw was wearing a mask. I think this country has gotten to be smarter in some places than we used to be. Nevertheless, we still have a lot of very stupid people who walk around thinking that they will be exempted if they don't wear a mask. No, if you don't wear a mask, you risk the very thing you're talking about here, David, a reinfection spike. How in the world could people not understand what this is all about? Look, we all know and we all want to get back to normal life. Nevertheless, if you rush it, there's a very good chance you're going to get sick and maybe, not everybody, but maybe die. So why in the world wouldn't you follow the CDC guidelines? They are laying it out in such a way that we have to understand what they're saying. To do otherwise is just really not a good thing.
Our relationship with China. Top officials meeting with their Chinese counterparts for the first time today as the U.S. shifts to a more competitive posture with Beijing. To other headlines here, as Biden and Xi begin careful dance, a new American policy takes shape, but the threat of North Korea's nuclear capabilities have forced President Biden into a balancing act with China.
That's right. China is a dictatorship. That there is no doubt. You know, they can build roads more efficiently than we can in the United States, who are falling terribly behind in terms of our infrastructure. On the other hand, when they make a mistake, it's a big one. These are people who are capable of putting millions of people into concentration camps. Is that what we want in this country? No. So there is a competition that is going on between these forms of government, between the so-called socialism, because it's anything but socialism in that the people at the top are the great beneficiaries, so-called socialism, and American-style capitalism, which also has its effects, meaning that a lot of people who are out there are really hurting. And in this country, we have a Biden administration, which is coming along and saying, okay, we're going to make things better for the people who have traditionally been the most screwed in this society. And these are two models. They're economic models. They're political models. And there's going to be a competition. There's very little that this country can do other than say to the Chinese in some places, the South China Sea and other places. If you mess with us, we're going to mess back. That will continue to happen. In terms of the economic competition, we'll just have to see whether or not the United States can get its stuff together and say, we're not going to have all that manufacturing done in China because we are supporting a system which hurts people. Do we want to do that? I don't think so, but we do it.
Well, President Biden came out with his clearest comments yesterday. We spoke about it when it comes to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and the sexual harassment and nursing home scandals surrounding him. The president basically said he should resign if the investigation finds the allegations are true and that he will likely be prosecuted. Now, the governor has come out yesterday declining to answer questions about the allegations against him, citing a Siena College poll that finds a majority of New Yorkers do not want him to step down. Cuomo says he's focused on the state budget. It's due in just 2 weeks. The Democrat was asked about the allegations, and he's standing firm. He is not going to resign. Your thoughts on where you think this will go?
Well, everybody is waiting for the size 13 shoe to drop. We don't know what's coming next. So far, Cuomo is hanging tough. And he's saying, I'm not going to resign. The people elected me. The Siena poll shows that the people are still supporting me. And he's not going to resign because his alternative is to quit. And if he quits, he's in disgrace forever. So he doesn't want to do that. That's clear. Now, if in fact more information comes out, he might have to quit. But when his friend, he says, comes out and says he should resign if the investigation, and of course there are investigations, there's the state attorney general, Letitia James, and then we hear this morning that he's doing his own, maybe counter-investigation. So this ain't over.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.